This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live on this Sunday worldwide broadcast. You've got more NFL teams where the entire teams are refusing to even come out during the national anthem. Next level psychological warfare. I'll break it all down in the next segment, as well as North Korea saying at the UN yesterday that they are preparing to preemptively strike the United States first and said it was inevitable. That gives Trump and anybody else that wants to attack North Korea the green light, whether it be Japan or South Korea. This is a new escalation. But here's part of my breakdown from yesterday. We'll come back from break and give you the rest of the story.
There really aren't words to describe how powerful and how important this simple statement is that you are about to see.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired.
Now, the NFL, the Players Association groups, all of them are flipping out right now because they're part of the Hollywood, part of the globalist, part of the big media elite that's been bullying and pissing on the American people and telling everybody they're racist and telling everybody they're bad and telling them to accept globalism and socialism and communism and just give up all our rights, or we're going to bully you and call you racist, like Tom Brokaw's called me with no evidence. And people, not just white folks, but everybody I know, is just sick of it. They know it's political bullying. It's in the WikiLeaks. So why is this so important? Why am I so excited? Because the power of the boycott. It's why every major authoritarian system seeks to get rid of free market, even though they know it creates wealth and invention and is the best system, because it's not good for elites. Look at North Korea. Look at Venezuela. They want full control. They don't want you to have choices. They don't want you to have a free market to have power through boycotts or through voting with your dollars. So Trump's saying, you want to bitch and complain and turn every NFL event into a big pity party and claim blacks are more oppressed than they've ever been and all this other crap, when these are some of the most rich and powerful black folks out there, hundreds of millions of dollars, in many cases apiece? This is all George Soros funded, and people are boycotting it, and there's record low ratings and record low attendance. So Trump's pointing out your power, and that's why even Fox News and the NFL commissioner are like, this is terrible, this is disrespectful, hating America and hating the flag and hijacking sporting events that folks just want to tune in and watch for political bullying. That's okay. But the president's saying, hey, owners, it's your company. You don't want people's political speeches during your event that they're paid to go play in, not give their political views? I mean, it's fine to give players $50,000 fines for, you know, doing ridiculous celebrations, they say, but oh my God, put down America, work for George Soros, try to bully the country, try to, you know, pull a spectacle off. Oh no, don't fire them. And Kaepernick, these other idiots are suing. Kaepernick's out of the NFL because he's a loser and had two horrible seasons. He's a loser, little titty baby. And that's all this stuff is. And so he's saying it's okay to have America. It's okay to have our country. It's okay to love our nation. But they want to teach you to hate your nation. And America is waking up from this. And that's why Trump's statements are so incredibly powerful. Is that he's letting you know you have the power to stop watching this. You have the power to leave. They've been using sports to control people since ancient Rome and ancient Greece and ancient Japan. And so I'm against it overall because it becomes a distraction. It becomes what takes up most men's lives. Instead of being fathers, instead of being politically involved, instead of having quality time with their children and going out camping or tubing or fishing or hunting. It's all just about watching other people, bloated, steroid head, drug addict, spoil brats. So I say, F the NFL, F the globalists. I'm so glad the thug punk Politico chairman of the NFL, the NFL commissioner, has come out and slapped America in the face and said, we're bad for not wanting to watch them wipe their asses with the American flag every time. And so they just picked a fight with the president and the American people. They're going to lose. Just like mainstream media is collapsing, just like Hollywood's collapsing.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The whole thing is collapsing. When you think NFL, think dirtbag Hollywood. When you think MSNBC, think Hollywood disconnect.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Star Spangled Banner flutters in the wind. It's got Hollywood and the NFL and all the other people that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars apiece really pissed and butthurt because their religion is hating America. In the last month, I've seen countless so-called Hollywood stars. They'll call a dog catcher in L.A. a star. They'll call LeBron James a superstar. He's a super punk. Out calling our president a bum. Another narcissistic mental patient calling himself, you know, the Lord and all this other crap. Big tattoos all over him, how he's God. What a sick joke. And I am so pleased to see record low viewership for the NBA as well as the National Basketball League, the NFL, the National Baseball League, you name it. Because these are nothing but paid shills of the very same criminal dirtbag combine that owns Hollywood. And their power is waning. And they know they don't have that firm grip around America's neck anymore. And they push total race war funded by that piece of garbage, George Soros. And that hadn't worked. So they're going full tilt right now. They are balls to the walls in an attempt to bully us back into submission. Of course, you know the famous saying, love it or leave it. And I know the American flag's been used for some wars that were wrong and has been used for even globalist operations. But now the very globalists themselves are trying to get rid of the American flag and the Bill of Rights and Constitution so we hate our own culture and accept globalism that is designed to be evil. America was the idea of freedom, and just that idea changed the world. We were exceptional. We did produce the greatest freedom. We did develop the ideas of the West and science and technology and open free societies, something nobody else did. And now the globalists use our strength, our goodness, our altruism, our openness against us, knowing we have a conscience, to bully us into submission, to blackmail us, to attack us until there's no end to what we won't give in to once we start bowing, once we start stepping, once we start fetching. When they say jump, we say how high. And all these controlled, I'm not going to say a cuss word. All of these idiots that are dominating and controlling the airwaves with their America hate garbage are 110% bought and paid for. And it just shows you how desperate they are to maintain control over the American people. And it shows how brazen they are to not think this wouldn't back up into a blowback and blow up in their face. It's so incredible, though, that to a man, as of this live broadcast at 4:10 Central, there isn't one, there isn't two, there isn't three, there isn't four. There's at least five teams where everyone took a knee or locked arms and refused to put their hand over their heart or stayed in their locker rooms. And NFL owners coming out to the president and saying, we're not going to be bullied by you. We're going to stand strong against racism. So notice now, racism is the American flag. All evil in the world is personified by it. And you get all these spoiled, rotten little brats, coddled, getting out there with their sports managers and the coaches and all these other politically correct cowards to grandstand and bitch at the country that produced the game and has the fans and the people and the system to pay them on average $5 million a year. Some people paid $20 million a year. Some people, like that loser Kaepernick, is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. But it gets worse. And we have the video of this. It's up on InfoWars.com. Fox News has it. NFL players kneel during anthem, but it gets better, an exhibition game, but stand for God Save the Queen in London. They would stand and put their hands on their hearts, even though you're not supposed to do that when you're in somebody else's country. You're supposed to stand for their anthem like at the Olympics, but if it's not your country, you don't put your hand over your heart. But they stood and had no etiquette, no mind, no nothing, and put their hands on their hearts for God Save the Queen.
Can you see by the dawn's early?
So the players all kneeled or locked arms, a bunch of spoiled, roid-head brat babies. But then, oh, God Save the Queen, let's be politically correct, that's another country. And at the end, you see them stand up as they play the God Save the Queen. Keep it rolling.
Today, as you can see in this one game alone, several more choosing to do that. This all started back in 2016. Colin Kaepernick of the San Francisco 49ers.
Several more. It's the entire team kneeling down. The coaches, all the cowards, bullied by MSM. And the owners have said, do this.
And after Donald Trump tweeted this morning,
they're part of the Hollywood elite that wants to break the American people's will in massive peer pressure.
You will see a change take place fast. Fire the players or suspend them. So the players' response on your screens now.
All right, we're going to hit pause there. Go to the end when they go to the God Save the Queen. The only thing is it cuts off right then is they start God Save the Queen, and you see them, as we analyze this NFL garbage here for fair use, because they'll try to claim, oh, copyright, you're showing the NFL. Yes, we're showing the enemy of America. NFL equals Hollywood. NFL equals Madonna. NFL equals Hillary. NFL equals ISIS. NFL equals everything that hates America. The NFL is a disgusting, spoiled, rotten group, from the degenerate owners to the coaches to the players to all the filth that watches it and loves it and gives away their life watching a bunch of narcissistic, drug addict, steroid heads, just like you all worship Lance Armstrong. What a disgusting, filthy, degenerate, pathetic, mindless excuse. And you know what I love? I told you 20 years ago the NFL was pure propaganda. Now it's all anti-gun, all anti-family, all anti-Christian with the ads. They won't even accept ads that aren't. And it's all just a weapon to destroy this country. Hollywood, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, the sports shows, all of it is just force-fed garbage. And it's all going straight down in the ratings. While the UFC, that just doesn't get political, it's going straight up. People are sick of the lecturing. They've developed allergies to it. But, oh, the NFL and its big Hollywood owners, they don't know what to do. America's pulling free of their bullying, pulling free of their control. They don't know what to do. So what are they going to do? They're going to double and triple down. Here's the article. See the full video up on InfoWars.com. NFL players kneel during the national anthem, but stand for God Save the Queen. We had a war 245 years ago with her great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy to start this country. And the song is about the British bombarding our bases and hitting forts with 100-plus ships' cannons through the night, and the base didn't give up. And thank God when they got up in the morning, the flag was shot to hell, but it was still there. And so the pure satanic desecration in the UK to worship the whore queen and piss all over the red, white, and blue, the NFL's committed suicide.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment,
they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. And my
ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. There is supposedly nothing in this country more Americana than the National Football League. The old saying is, as American as mom, baseball, and apple pie. But baseball is faded, and it's now as American as mom, football, and apple pie. But, you know, I always said, mom isn't American. Mom's just mom. There's moms all over the world. There's dads, and they're great people. And baseball and football isn't America. And apple pie in America. America is the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, due process, the common person being able to go out and open a business without a bunch of regulations. It's the Renaissance. It's the flower of Western culture and society. And ladies and gentlemen, as we all fell asleep watching the false America that was the NFL, they slowly removed more and more of the Americana symbols, the logos, the signets, the standards, the iconography. And under Obama, it's gone from one person kneeling to 10 people kneeling to now every major team that played today, every player but one, and that footage is coming up, kneeled or put their hands together, and the coaches and the assistants and all of them did it in a giant act of evil because the owners said do it. The head of the NFL came out against the president last night and said, you disrespect the NFL. Trump said, you're disrespecting America. And they said, buddy, that's gone. That's bad. That's evil. What matters is the NFL, and you disrespected us. That's a quote. And so they ordered their little paid roid heads. They're arrogant. I mean, I've been around a lot of Hollywood stars, and they're arrogant douchebags. But let me tell you, NFL football players on average are the most trashy, narcissistic, arrogant, stupid idiots waiting to have their heart attacks at age 50 and die on average. They're losers. They're drug addicts. They're failures. They're the most un-American trash on earth, as I've always told you. It's not the Tom Landry that my grandfather played football with at UT, or the Tom Landry that went to the Army Air Corps, just like my grandpa did. No, those were Americans. These modern football players are the scum of the earth, whether they be black or white, doesn't matter who they are, they're snot-nosed punks. On average, making $5 million a year, living like kings, and they're pissed at America. And then they go to England for an exhibition game. Footage is on Fox News, on Infowars.com. The Baltimore Ravens and the Jacksonville Jaguars in a London exhibition game kneeled for that. We just played it earlier. And then stood and rose for God Save the Queen when the Star Spangled Banner is a song about a base in a real war on the East Coast under bombardment by more than 100 ships, if memory serves. Pull me up the story of the Star Spangled Banner. I'll give it to folks. I know it was a whole fleet of British ships lined up and hammered that fort all night long. And not only did the fort stand, in the morning the flag was still up there, and it was miraculous. Because nobody had ever seen anything like that. And those were hardened troops in that base who'd already been to the French and Indian War and a bunch of other wars, and they'd seen nothing like it. As most of the fort had collapsed, a big concrete fort. Imagine the desecration. Imagine the arrogance. Imagine they get huge fines if somebody spikes a football or does whatever. But, oh, you want to go piss on America? Oh, it's just your protest. And then the president has his speech, and he says, you're disrespecting America. He's not stopping your speech. He's saying, you're disrespecting America, and that's a private team, and you work for that team. And if you want to do that on the job in front of the fans and split this country down the middle, that's fine. You go do it. You're fired. And the response was owners across the board except the Patriots, of course. Figure it's just art imitates life, doesn't it? It's archetypal. They think they can break your will, but they're just like Hollywood. Just like they took over all the late night comedy shows, made them political. They've taken all over the news shows, made them political. All the big HBO shows, made them political. They've made everything political now in an attempt to create a false reality to force you into a matrix, but it's not working. And we reject all the spoiled, rotten thugs like Kaepernick and others with pleasure. The NFL, the last 4 years of this, has seen a decline on average of half of their ratings on pre-playoff games, and something like 25% on playoffs. The Super Bowl's down. Their advertising's down. And people in the seats are down. And I love it. Just keep showing us how much you hate this country. Because the old saying is, if you love England so much, which I'm not against England, but get your ass over there. And if you love North Korea so much, as we have Bill Maher and all these Hollywood people praising him and saying, please come be our president. Oh, what, come put everybody in slave dungeons? Have forced labor camps? I mean, they're actually promoting Kim Jong-un over Trump. So we're going to go out to break with something really beautiful from 1991. Whitney Houston, beautiful voice, beautiful soul. Imagine how far we've come since 1991, 25 years ago, 26 years ago. Imagine how far we've fallen. This is dirty and bad in America. Here it is. They just band it all together. The truth through the night that our flag was still there and the Republic is still here and is awakening, and that's why the globalists are panicking.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I've always been honest with our listeners. I've always been honest with the deep state, who I know has actually a lot of good people in it. The Pentagon, Special Forces Command, JSOC, all the different groups, that globalism means the death of prosperity, the death of freedom, and a really, really horrible system of oppression for everybody. And so as we approach this world government, you're going to have a chance to decide which side you're on. And if I would have told listeners, which I did 20 years ago, that there'd be a time when they were protesting the national anthem and claiming America was racist and evil and should be overthrown and should be merged into an unelected private corporate world government, people would tell me that I was crazy. But why then did I still tell them? Because I knew they would remember. And when it came true, then they would remember, and then I would have the credibility. And that's why InfoWars has so much credibility right now, is because we've been telling it like it is and laying out the hard facts way before others will do it, because we're willing to be criticized up front. And not because we're heroes, but because we understand going along, playing it safe, is what gets countries and civilizations totally and completely enslaved. There's a dramatic story, and there's video of this. It's up on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com right now, with the Steelers and the Bears, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Chicago Bears, and both teams refuse to have their people come out on the field. Same thing with the Seahawks and the Titans and a bunch of other teams. This is just incredible. And one player who's an Army veteran, Alejandro Villanueva, is that correct? I finally got a name right? Okay, great. That Patriot, he refused, despite all of the team pressure and the owner's pressure and all the cowardly coaches and all the other scum, he refused to be part of it. It was the Steelers that did it. To be clear, the Bears didn't. It was the Seahawks and the Titans all remained. It was the Steelers. Very, very shameful. And he refused to be part of it, despite all that. And again, I get, hey, we're a free country. You don't have to go put your hand over your heart for the national anthem. I know America's not perfect. The point is, why now? Why are they hyping this all? Why are they pushing this? And it's very simple. It's globalism. Globalism. They've announced in the EU. I saw this 10 years ago in the BBC. They reported it with a straight face. Oh, teams having national names is too nationalistic and causes racism. So the EU is recommending that all national teams for things like football, soccer, and other sports no longer have names like, you know, the Spanish team or the French team or the Greek team. And then this year, they're announcing that that's just the way it is, and the EU is ordering the teams to change their names. Because, see, you can't have any pride to have a Spanish team or the German team or the Dutch team or the Nigerian team or the Mexican team. That's where globalism's moving, where even countries are dirty words. And then what do we trade out once we get rid of our countries? Our vote? Having some say, not that it's perfect, having some culture? Now it's just some multinational secret TPP runs things? And is exempt from taxes and regulations? And now, take a stand, not a knee, has started a hashtag, and one of the big nonprofits that supports Trump is coming out, and the battle's joined, folks. Say what you want about Trump. He understands, if we don't have a country, and we don't have sovereignty, and we don't have a basic culture that's Americana, low taxes, private property, right to practice religion or not, then we're not America. That's what made us special. And they've got a big left-wing attack on Trump going with hashtags and stuff that, oh, look, he betrayed conservatives because he said that he's going to try to rework DACA, where people that have been here decades and do have jobs and do have degrees and who aren't criminals can get a green card and stay. That's what he said during the campaign. The media misrepresented what Trump said he was going to do. He said, I'm going to kill DACA because Obama just signed it. You can't do that. And I'm going to send it back to Congress. And if we can get a bill where people that aren't criminals, who haven't committed other crimes other than being brought here when they're little kids, then you can stay. He always said that. I always told you he was going to say that. People go, oh, Alex, you sold out. And so is Trump. Bull. He killed TPP. He killed the carbon tax. 69% reduction in illegals coming across the border. Just on and on and on. The globalists all hating. The corrupt Vatican. The corrupt Saudi Arabians. The corrupt EU. Corrupt Hollywood. The corrupt NFL. Hell, every group you can imagine. The big telecoms. The big mega massive Googles and Facebooks that own slave factories. That have monopolies. Every stinking criminal group is against the president, and you can't obviously see what's going on, and then a bunch of overpaid, spoiled, rotten, drug addict babies. Oh, yeah, the NFL. They're on cocaine, you name it, not just steroids, drugs, just a filthy, disgusting, anti-American group of scum. You know, when they're not having torturing dogs to death or beating hookers up or snorting cocaine and, you know, shooting up heroin, they're out there bitching that they're in America and they've only got $200 million in the bank. Oh, and I love it. The National Baseball League has had some idiot come out and kneel. That's going to cause the chain reaction as they make him a superstar. Good. Die even faster, baseball. Die even faster, football. Because you've all been imposters in the last 100 years, convincing America that you were America. Lewis and Clark were America. George Washington was America. The first people to go into space were America. They were human beings. He's like the first person in space was a Russian. It's all part of invention and science and technology, not watching a bunch of spoiled brats in simulated combat fighting with each other. Who's the lady that was always flying around the world and ended up disappearing? Amelia Earhart, she's America. Or George Washington Carver and all his inventions was America. Or just anybody that strives and builds and stands up for independent success. Anybody, no matter what color you are or where you came from, you become an American and you're successful with your family, your life, or literature, or art, or inventions, whatever it is. You're an American. You come here to be left alone to be able to do it, not have some big political correct government telling you how to live your life. So I'm so angry today, I can hardly even do the show. Because I read these headlines and I watch the videos. And it says, Seahawks Titans remain in locker room for anthem to protest injustice. Injustice? We've got the lowest level of injustice of any major country in the world. Good God. NFL players kneel during anthem. Stand for God Save the Queen. The imagery of that is just incredible. Steelers stay in locker room during national anthem as 100 NFL players protest. And then meanwhile, oh, where are they? How about they take a knee until America does something about making women wear the hijab or sexual mutilation going on in America and all over the world? Oh, no, no. You wouldn't take a knee for anything real. Just the big, corrupt, scared little, politically correct team owners that get together with Homeland Security with Obama and decide to run this whole race war narrative to use the NFL to take control. If you watch the NFL ads, the stuff the NFL host push, the anti-gun garbage, the anti-parent garbage. Remember a few Father's Days? They had a bunch of ads they allowed to run. Every ad was anti-father. Hey, you don't need a father. I mean, this is the enemy of the country because it's the perfect Trojan horse. It's the NFL. The NFL and national sports is the perfect Trojan horse that they wrap up as America to then actually be the poison pill we eat thinking it's good food, a nice piece of chocolate cake, a nice piece of strawberry cake, and it's poison. Unbelievable. So a Democrat congresswoman called for all NFL players to kneel on Sunday. Well, it basically happened against white supremacy. Yeah. Man, I tell you, NFL, it's good to watch you destroy yourselves. Good job, scum.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, no fans left. That's what the NFL stands for. And look, I played football. Was okay at it. But I did sit there in high school and watch people worship folks that were on the football team, and I thought it was just stupid. So I quit playing football, even though I was doing okay at it. I just thought it was sick. It's kind of like all these folks that set up these little charity events. They'll have some celebrity at it, and everybody dresses up and feels like they're a celebrity. And you can even pay folks to come out with paparazzi and take photos of you so you can feel like you're paparazzi. I mean, Hollywood's collapsed. The whole celebrity system's a joke that was artificially created by Edward Bernays, the father of modern propaganda, to screw the public up. The American system was about admiring the common, hardworking person. The striver, the builder, and those that went up against the system. That's what America's about, not worshiping George Clooney and Hillary Clinton and Michael Moore and all these dirtbags. So I've gotten so angry that I've hardly been able to even do the broadcast today because, I mean, let me tell you, when you get two NFL teams to go to an exhibition game in London, and they won't stand for the Star Spangled Banner, but they stand for God Save the Queen. The song is about a war with the British Empire. Right at the start of the war in 1776. And Then I think about how different America has been, how good it's been compared to other systems. And the globalists have already taken the world over. They've already taken over the internet. They've already taken over everything. And the last thing they got to do is just get America out of the way. They've already used the U.S. to help build their system, and they want to flush it. And Trump comes along and says no. And then they've got Bill Maher. In fact, let's play that clip next. Then I'll play Trump. The evil that he said that's got the players saying, yeah, how dare. He goes, you're disrespecting America. So I say I'm not going to watch you. Well, you disrespect us. And they all then are buttered. How dare you speak back to us when people pay all this money to go to a football game and we all grandstand because we're only making, you know, $15 million a year and we're all oppressed. And, you know, we only get 20 steroid shots a week and we only live in $50 million houses and have helicopters. And screw you, middle America, and screw you, white people that pay our salaries and voted for Obama. You're all scum. We hate you. That's the quotes here by Democrat Congresswoman. That it's white supremacy. Kneel against it. What? I get it. America's so bad. Go to North Korea. Go to Venezuela. Just get out. No, no. You're not going to get out. You're going to sit here making $10, $15, $20 million a year bitching. I get it. I've never seen anything like it. But it's what historians tell us. When you get a decadent country that's been based on free market and been based on, you know, being strong, it produces children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren that are the most snot-nosed, spoiled, rotten scum, and they always hate their mama. You got the NFL players hanging off. Imagine America's a bitch, a dog. Okay? That's just a scientific name for a female dog. And you got all the NFL players fatter than pigs hanging off mama's breast. I mean, some of these puppies are bigger than mama. And they're saying, I hate this mama. And they walk over and kick her in the nose and stomp on her tail. And mama just sits there and they go, mama's weak. Let's just go over and bite mama's ears. Mama just lets them. They say, well, we're not getting enough attention then. Hollywood and MSNBC tells us to get even more mad because of the undisputed racism in America. Yeah, 3,000 plus blacks shot in Chicago every year, 95% of them by blacks. Let's not talk about that. Let's just bitch and moan and complain and buy a bunch of propaganda all day and kill the NFL. Let me tell you something. Within three more years, you'll have 20% of what you used to have. I love it. You're going to wonder why you're just like baseball or anything else. Just kill that sport, man. They're trying to use that sport because folks know that Americans love it. The globalists know you love the NFL, so they poison the hell out of it, hoping you'll swallow it, but America is vomiting that crap out. And Stevie Wonder kneels in apparent support of peaceful protesters. Oh, peaceful protesters, the news says. Bunch of hijackers. You are peaceful. Peacefully hating America. We hate you. We get it. Good. We're not going to spend money with you. And you're like, oh my gosh, white supremacism, give me the money. So here's Bill Maher monologue talking about dotard, which means old and senile, like Nancy Pelosi's a dotard. Bill Maher monologue says Trump is a dotard, and then he loved what Kim Jong-un said. Kim Jong-un, just since he's been in, since 2009, they estimate killed 3 million of his people. His daddy, they estimate, from the time that his father died in 1994, killed something like 15 million. But daddy killed even more. But it's okay. It's okay. They don't have power in most of the country and people are slaves. It's not America, so it's sexy to love North Korea. It's sexy to hate America. That's just public executions of friends and family. But if you get into the slave camps and the deaths and all the unrecorded stuff, it's in the millions and the starving to death and cutting the food off. But it's okay. Even as AIDS looked like they have anorexia, but here's this little fat guy, literal vampire, a little tick. But doesn't matter. Bill Maher loves it. Because, see, Trump's bad because he got $4 trillion in the stock market and got the jobs up and tried to take care of the troops and secure the borders. It's Trump that's bad. Here's Bill Maher reading off a teleprompter, another delicate genius.
Trump and Kim Jong-un. Fat man and little boy, as I call them. They are feuding again, and man, I love Kim. He called Trump a dotard, which is one of those words that people have stopped using, like presidential.
Dotard. A dotard, dumbass. Dottering. Someone dottering is a dotard.
It's from Shakespeare. And, Mr. President, if
from
you're watching,
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare was a guy a long time ago.
Oh. Let's make everyone feel intellectual. Hi, I'm Bill Maher. We've had all week for writers to come out with me and read off a teleprompter. And then we've got a studio audience that thinks I'm really cool. Let me tell you about Shakespeare. He was a guy for open free society that would hate someone like you, Bill Maher. You see, because Shakespeare was somebody that wanted a renaissance, and you people are trying to hold one back. Donald Trump's come out and warned that Kim Jong-un won't be around much longer. I haven't gotten to that yet. That's coming up in the first 20 minutes. We have a special guest joining us. North Korea says Donald Trump's rocket man jibe means missile attacks on U.S. mainland inevitable. And U.S. B-2 bombers flew right across the border with North Korea and simulated nuclear attacks. But that's okay. We've got the NFL and Hollywood and even Fox News half the time now all lined up threatening America. And we've got Hollywood and the rest of them praising it and loving it. Because, see, we've been the slaves of Hollywood and the slaves of the cult of the NFL and slaves to professional sports and slaves to this cult of personality. In North Korea, they worship Kim Jong-un. Here we worship bloated steroid head thug punks that can hardly even talk. They want to bitch about America but won't get the hell out of America. Look at Floyd Mayweather. He understands it. I wonder what Floyd Mayweather thinks about all this NFL grandstanding. Well, he said, it's a bunch of people jumped on a bandwagon to hate Trump because the establishment doesn't like him. Never heard Trump was racist till he got into the presidency. Mayweather gets it. But all these other jackasses don't. All the thug players, and I mean they're all thugs. The white ones are the worst. I've been around them. The biggest, dumbest, stupidest idiots that want to be celebrities that think they're cool. They are just a curse on this country. Oh my, I mean, NFL players are just the biggest jokes I've ever been around. They are just the scum of the earth. And thank God they're showing their real colors against this country. Now, before I go any further, I'm just going to spend a minute on this. Because Amazon doubled prices during all the earthquakes and hurricanes that we've seen. Now they got volcanoes going off in Mexico, by the way. Pray for those folks. We're cutting the cost of high-quality storable foods by 50%. This has got to end in the next few days. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. And we got a lot of the great products that are discounted as well. Check out InfoWarsStore.com. Your purchase funds this operation. Second hour coming up. They're now conducting satanic rituals in public in London inside Catholic Cathedral.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.